Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it's spelling bee time. Your word is chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Let's see. C-H-E-E-W-A-W-A. Chihuahua.
Patrick, before we get started today, we're doing more listener new music picks. I do have to mention, we have to give a shout out to a new patron.
Oh, fantastic.
A new patron. And sometimes I forget about these things, yeah. But I'd like to mention when somebody new supports the show. So that would be Eric Didrikson.
All right.
He's now a patron of the
That's
show.
Great.
And we like Eric very much. He's a great guy.
He really is. A wonderful, wonderful man. Very talented musician and author and just all around super cool guy. It's great to have him as one of our patrons. That means a lot. Thank you, Eric.
Yep. So thank you, Eric. And anyone who wants to support the show can go to patreon.com/suburbspod and all the information is there.
And we greatly appreciate it. We really do.
You need to send us...
Helps us be able to pull this off every day in more ways than one. So.
That's right. So I'll have to send stickers to Eric as well up there in New York. Okay. All right. Now, the matter at hand is August new music from listeners. We had some calls on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, and you're going to hear more calls today and tomorrow. So
cool.
The show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
All right, and let's see what we have here in the queue. All right.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Greetings from the Emerald Isles. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, with my new music picks for August. First off is New Zealand band The Phoenix Foundation with Hounds of Hell. I have a bit of history of this band. They formed at a similar time as a band I had. We played a few shows together, and I've always enjoyed them. It's hard to believe that was 20 years ago. Since then, they've released 6 great albums, with the band's 7th album, Friendship, dropping in mid-October. Hounds of Hell is a really great song, and it features Nadia Reid. Her vocals are stellar here, and they work really well with Samuel Finn Scott's vocals. The song is breezy, dreamy, with production sweetness spread through. A really great indie pop song. Next up is Sarco Bosco by Anna von Hauswolf from her forthcoming album, All Thoughts Fly, out in September. Anna's primary instrument is the pipe organ, and over the last few albums, it's featured less and less. On this new album, she shifts gears and focuses entirely on the pipe organ. No vocals, no percussion, nothing, just pipe organ. It's definitely not for everyone, but I like this track a lot. It's a kind of a mood piece that churns and builds. It's a song that feels like a place or a journey to me. Before my last pick, I have to say that I don't really listen to much metal these days, but there are bands that I do spin, and Carcass is one of them. Yeah, the lyrics and the song titles are going to be a bit silly, but you need to look past that. They've just released a track called The Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue off a forthcoming album called Torn Arteries. Not sure when the album is actually going to come out, as it's been delayed a few times due to COVID, but this song is great. It's a bit thrashy, a bit death metal, and really technical, but with great melodies and hooks. That's probably my favorite thing about this band, that they managed to somehow write hooky metal songs with melodies that are singable. Well, kind of singable. But that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right, good to hear from Liam.
Amazing. And Liam is such an interesting guy. We're so glad he's part of our community now. He's a New Zealander living in Ireland. Do I have that
right? That's
right. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
you cool. have that right.
Yeah, very, very cool. I want to hear more about the band he was in.
Yes, exactly. He also promised to... do an episode with us on New Zealand music from the 60s.
Yes.
Remember, he's putting that together. He mentioned that in the email that had this recording, that he's still working on that for us. And I think that when we do that and record that, we should have Nick Scalera involved
without a doubt
as well.
Yep.
Okay. So his 3 picks for August. Let's go with the first one here is the Phoenix Foundation. The song is Hounds of Hell.
Hey.
Okay, the Phoenix Foundation is from New Zealand, mm-hmm. as Liam mentioned, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at their bio here, and something caught my eye, which is that they worked on the soundtrack for a movie called Hunt for the Wilder People. Hmm. Have you ever heard of this movie?
No, uh-uh.
So I haven't seen it yet. It's on my list of movies I want to see. I think it's on Hulu right now. Mm. But it's a movie from a few years back directed by Taika Waititi, mm-hmm. who is the New Zealand director who did Jojo Rabbit came out mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. He does some really great, you know, quirky kinds of movies. And that song right there, I haven't heard. It sounds like the, you know, would fit with his sort of style, his sensibilities. So that's interesting that this band was involved in that project. That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
How would you describe that? It's kind of had a kind of a bit of a Baroque feel, I think. Was that like a clavinet or something playing
It definitely had a chamber pop kind of structure to it. It was not what I was expecting with that song title. So definitely a different approach to the Hounds of Hell.
Yeah, that's right. For sure. All right, but cool. Need to check them out.
Yeah, and I like the alternating vocals there, male and female. That was really neat.
This is yet another band that has a ton of albums, and I've never heard of them. So.
I know. It's crazy. This is what we're trying to do, people. So thank you, Liam.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up, he mentioned, the pipe organ,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Anna von House Wolf. The song is Sacro Bosco. Okay.
Haunting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My question about playing the pipe organ is, where do you record that? Like, they're not, I guess do they just pretty much exist in churches, pipe organs?
I would think so. I don't know. And like, maybe there's one in a cave, I know. isn't there a place where you can go somewhere in Virginia, you go into the cavern and there's like an organ inside of there?
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Luray Caverns or something. But, yeah, I guess it's so loud and powerful, right, that I guess if you record the room or the area, it captures it.
I guess so.
Yeah, that
but
was
it's like
amazing.
They're you know, they're like built into the space. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, it's not a portable instrument in any way, you know. No. Hard to go on tour playing the pipe organ.
Yeah, can't really strap that to the roof of the van or something.
That's right. I did a few years ago when I was visiting some friends in Indianapolis, and we were walking around this one area with, you know, like shops and mm-hmm. bars and so on. I did notice there was a industrial building there of like a pipe organ company,
that
manufactures pipe organs. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, many churches, like you said, do have them. So
yeah.
I guess if you build a church, you need a pipe organ to go with it. In many cases.
Somebody's got to do it, right? Go to Indianapolis for all your pipe organ needs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I think this is a hard right turn here now.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be Carcass.
Carcass.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Carcass.
Carcass. Now, Carcass has been around for a long time, since the late 80s. Okay. So this is a band I've actually heard of. I remember their debut album, Reek of Putrefaction, that came out on Earache Records. Earache was a pretty well-known, I guess, looking now, most of their records have come out on Earache. But yeah, as Liam said, some of the titles are pretty, you know, what you would consider kind of, I don't know, funny in one way, right? You know, because they really use words. But I do remember that debut album because it had some amazing song titles that we used to kind of joke around about occasionally. But look, that was cool. And it's cool that those guys are still putting music out. You know, looking here, they actually formed in 85. Disbanded in 96. So they reformed in 2007. So looks like they're still cranking it. I love bands like that.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, thank you, Liam.
All right, let's move on to the next caller.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and Suburbs interns. This is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with a couple new music picks for August. First two are actually from the very last day of July, so I'm counting them as August picks. One is by a guy named Mike Polizzi, who is from Philadelphia, and the album's called Long Lost Solace Find, and Kurt Vile actually plays on the album as well, so it's kind of similar in that style, like folky singer-songwriter, a little bit of psychedelic, really good album. I would recommend checking out the track Chihuahua. And the second album is by a band called Flower, and the album is called None Is But Once Was. This is actually their first album in 30 years. Flower was a New York band, kind of a precursor band to the 90s indie rock band Versus, people might have heard of. So Flower is the band before Versus, and they were basically inactive since the early 90s, and this is their first album in 30 years. Really good kind of muscular, Stonic Youth, Mission of Burma style rock, but with some melodic touch as well. So I would recommend checking out Annihilation Time from that album. And the third pick would be the album Sugar Egg by Bully, Nashville band. This is the album on Sub Pop, and it's just a really melodic noise, grungy kind of album. Great for blasting out of your car at full volume. And the first track just starts off. It's a rager called Add It On. So those are my picks for August. Hope you like them. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There we go.
Lovely to hear from Vasant.
Yes. Great. And thanks for those picks. Now, we talked about Bully last week. That was one of my August new music picks.
That's correct.
So we'll save that for the playout on this episode. But let's talk about the other two. Let's hear those. Mike Polizzi?
I'm gonna see your face every corner I turn, running through the dreams and it's starting to burn, and you call my name but I don't turn back, I can hear the screams, are you gonna stay?
All right, now, Patrick, you've got to like a song with the title Chihuahua.
Yeah, I totally do. Although, you know, having Chihuahua cohabitation, like we have a Chihuahua, I was thinking something might be a little more high strung than that, more yappy. Because they're definitely not mellow all the time, at least ours isn't.
Right, right.
Interesting, though, I think Vasant said it right with his description. I mean, close your eyes and, yeah, you might think that was Kurt Vile or The War on Drugs or something, but I think it's interesting how influential War on Drugs is ending up being. The two main people, obviously, in that band have branched off to do their stuff. And I think it's really interesting. I mean, I should say, you know, Kurt Vile branched off. And obviously, Adam is keeping that band going. But yeah, they created a sound that's really branching out and showing up in a lot of different places now.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting.
I totally agree. Well, they have that sort of in, you know, for lack of a better word, but it really is true that like the sound is infectious.
Yep.
With the War on Drugs. And so it's, maybe it's natural that people want to, they get other songwriters hear that it, you know, infects them. Right. And then they, and then they use that in their own songwriting. So it's great. That was really cool. So I guess that's his debut album.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Long Lost Solace Find.
Here's one we're in on the Mike ground floor, so that's great. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. That. You don't have to go back and listen to a bunch of other albums, man. Just listen to this one and be an early adopter, right?
I love it.
Okay.
Thank you, Vasant.
All right, next up is a band called Flower,
uh-huh.
And the song is Annihilation Time. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I totally get what he's saying. It has, well, I mean, they were part of that scene, as Vasant mentioned, you know, with like Sonic Youth and so on. And so you can hear some of that same style. But that's like really poppy.
Yeah, you know, definitely would be more so than early Sonic Youth for sure. But yeah, you can definitely hear some of that sort of oblique chords and things.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Vasant and
Liam,
for the recommendations.
Totally.
More to hear from good those stuff guys. To listen to. Yeah. So that's great. We should probably mention here now that it's Thursday, if you want to get in on the September new music, if you come across new music this upcoming month and you want to share it with people, just, you know, drop us a line before the end of the month, basically. And, you can call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Yep. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, but please attach a voice memo.
Yeah.
For these, we like to hear people's voice and, you know, just tell us a little bit about what new music you discovered in September and why you like it, why you would recommend it to someone else. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Just as you're checking out new stuff, make a note, mental note or whatever, write it down and let us know about it. It really, these new music episodes we are doing at the beginning of the month have really become like so great and one of my favorite things of all time.
Yeah, totally great. So, okay, let's get out of here. We got one more to do tomorrow.
Yep.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right, cool. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Now, the band, they went on to form Versus, are very well known. They were on the Team Beat label. And unless I'm totally mistaken, Wingtip Slope once played with them. But I'll have to double check that and get back to you folks.
Is that right? Okay.
I think so.
Well, you don't know, but maybe.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it happened.
Who keeps the records of such things?
There is a record. It's in a stone tablet somewhere that we got to bring down.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.